That's too good for us to waste. Amen. So we don't have any mics on. So let's see if we can find, where's our operator anyway? We don't have any operators. We got these mics on and no choir mics. They could use this one to sing by.
Wasn't that good? In spite of the fact that we had a little difficulty there, I'm sure that we can overcome those difficulties very easy. If we just listen to the words and think about them ourselves. Let's get our books now. Turn first to page 456. Page 456. All right, everybody ready now? We're going to make a contribution ourselves here tonight with our own singing, and just enter right in, because that's the way that the Lord blesses. We're going to sing Whosoever Meaneth Me, and I'm sure that you all know this song. It's a good old song. So just enter right in and receive the blessings of the Lord tonight.
I am happy today, and the sun shines bright. have been raised, oh, his name be praised. His glory has filled my soul. I've been lifted up and from sin set free. His blood has made me whole. Whosoever surely meaneth me, surely meaneth me, oh, surely meaneth me. Whosoever surely meaneth me, whosoever meaneth me. Oh, what wonderful love, oh, what grace divine, that Jesus should die for me. I was lost in sin, for the world I pine, but now I am set free. Whosoever surely meaneth me, surely meaneth me, oh, surely meaneth me. Whosoever surely meaneth me, whosoever meaneth me.
God's love great. Let's turn to page 432. 432, singing, He's a Wonderful Savior to Me.
I was lost in sin, but Jesus rescued me. He's a wonderful Savior to me. I was bound by fear, but Jesus set me free. He's a wonderful Savior to me. And so kind, He's a wonderful Savior to me. Everything I need in Him I always find. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Oh, He's a wonderful Savior to me. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Jesus took me in. He's a wonderful Savior to me. He is always near to comfort and to cheer. He's a wonderful Savior to me. He forgives my sins. He dries my every tear. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. He's a wonderful Savior to me.
How many of you really believe this?
Amen.
Do you really believe what you're seeing tonight? Amen. It's good to know that you can really believe what you're seeing. You know, too many people in this day and age, they talk idly. They don't really, you know, they don't really understand what they're saying. But if you really believe what you're saying, it carries a much greater impact. And it'll have a greater impact on your life if you believe what you're saying, especially when you're talking about Jesus. Amen. Let's sing that fourth verse. Let's everyone stand as we sing the fourth verse. Amen.
Dearer grows the love of Jesus day to day. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Sweeter is His grace while pressing on my way. He's a wonderful Savior to me. Wonderful Savior to me.
For He's a wonderful Savior to me. Well, He's a wonderful Savior to me. Oh, I was lost in sin, but Jesus took me. He's a wonderful Savior to me. For He's a wonderful Savior to me. He's a wonderful Savior to me. I was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. He's a wonderful Savior to me.
And if you really believe that tonight, then we ought to be able to sing, "Let's Just Praise the Lord." Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. How good to know Him tonight, amen? And it's good to be in His house. Sing it with me. Let's just praise the Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven. So many of you already have begun to do it. Will you do just what the little chorus says? Let's just lift our hands toward heaven. Praise the Lord. There are those tonight we need to remember in prayer, and we want to lift our petitions to God, but we also want to praise Him for answers we believe are already on the way. There are those that are in the hospital tonight that need a real touch from the Lord. Let's just believe with them as we praise God for victory. We had a note to be sure and pray for Mrs. Denton tonight, and we want to remember her, that God may reach down and touch her tonight. I told you that our brother Blodgett called this morning and asked for prayer, and we want to pray for him. And there are others tonight. And if you have something you'd like for us to pray with you about, would you just slip up your hand and let's just see it all over this congregation. Oh, so many, so many. And when we've lifted our hearts and our hands toward heaven, let's take a moment to praise the Lord, and then Brother Messner's coming to direct our hearts to the throne of grace in prayer. But let's just praise the Lord. Oh, praise, praise the Lord. Let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise, praise the Lord. Praise, oh, praise. Sing it one more time. Well, let's just praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. Well, let's just lift our hands toward heaven and praise the Lord. Let's just praise. Now let's just do it together, shall we? Praise God. Oh, we love You tonight, Master. We praise You tonight for Your goodness and Your mercy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, let our hearts be filled tonight with joy and with thanksgiving. We bless and adore and give thanks to you. How great thou art, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We praise you tonight because you're such a wonderful Savior to us. Hallelujah. How good it is to be able to raise our voice and call thee our Father. How good it is to just unite and agree tonight in behalf of each and every one of these requests. Our hearts have been moved because of the requests that we've heard. And as our pastor has encouraged us from many times, that when those that are sick and those that are burdened, that we bear their burden and bear their sickness and bear their joy and bear their trouble and tests and trials. And so tonight, we unite and agree now, hallelujah, on behalf of each and every request. Those that are in the hospital, those that are on the bed of affliction, we pray right now that the mighty hand of God may be laid upon them, and that from the top of their head to the soles of their feet may the power of God surge even now, hallelujah, and that you'd give them victory in their body, that you'd correct every situation, hallelujah. And oh God, tonight we bring all these other many requests that have been indicated by the uplifted hand, and you know, and I pray tonight that you'd give us victory in behalf of each and every one, hallelujah. I pray that you'd bless our pastor, that you'd just, oh, lay your hand upon him afresh and anew, and you'd give him a double portion of thy spirit. Bless those that assist him in his office. And I pray, dear Jesus, for our speaker tonight, that you'd anoint him from on high. Hallelujah. And, oh, God, I pray that each and every one of us might receive something direct from the throne of God tonight. In fact, may we yield ourselves, make ourselves a candidate for a miracle. Hallelujah. Praise your name. Praise your name. And oh, Jesus, you said in the word, if we ask anything in your name, that you'd do it. And in the name of Jesus do we ask these things. And we be careful to give you the praise and the glory and the honor. Amen.
Praise God. Going to ask Gene. Want to be sure I didn't step on anything. You never know what's going to happen at Century Assembly. And I don't either. I'm going to ask Jean McClung if she'll come and minister to us in song. Will you listen now and let God bless your heart?
God's love.
Thank you, Gene. And if you really do know the Lord, all day long there's a song in your heart, a song of salvation, a song of singing. We're glad you're here tonight on Sunday night, and especially on this Sunday night when our youth choir is singing and our youth pastor is ministering to us. And we have already felt the touch of the Lord and the presence of the Holy Spirit, and we want you to join in with us tonight in making it a great night. You know, we usually sing the little hallelujah chorus on Sunday night, but I want to change things. Surprise, surprise. I want to sing, "Oh, magnify the Lord with me." How many of you just ever so often feel like there's a praise you have to just let the Lord know about? Do you? You ever feel that way? If you don't, you never feel like I do, because ever so often I want to say, "Magnify the Lord with me. Bless the Lamb of Calvary. For His grace so rich in me. Magnify the Lord with me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. We're bless the Lamb of Calvary. For Jesus gives us liberty, so magnify the Lord with me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Bless the Lamb of Calvary. For His grace so rich and free, magnify the Lord with me. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. For Jesus gives us liberty, so with me, and blessed be the name, blessed be the name, oh, blessed be the name of the Lord, where blessed be the name, blessed be the name, blessed be the name of the Lord. And I love that holy name, I love that holy name, I love that holy name of the Lord. Well, I love that holy name, I love that holy name, I love that holy name of the Lord. And keep walking, keep right on walking, keep walking in the light of the Lord. You get to heaven someday if you walk the right way. Keep walking in the light. Come on, everybody try it now. Well, keep walking, keep right on walking, keep walking in the light of the Lord. You get to heaven someday if you walk the right way. Keep walking in the light of the Lord. You just about got it, so keep walking, keep right on walking, keep walking in the light of the Lord. You'll get to heaven someday if you walk the right way. Keep walking in the light of the Lord. And that's the truth, isn't it? You'll get to heaven someday if you walk the right way. So keep walking in the light of the Lord. Now, we reminded you of several things this morning. I want to back up a moment and see if I can make something perfectly clear, or cloud the issue, or do something about it. Next Saturday and Sunday will be open house at our youth ranch, Century Youth Ranch, from 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock on both days. On Saturday evening at 5 o'clock, there will be a potluck dinner. So if you'd like to bring your food along and join with others and find some new friends and new acquaintances and just have a good time of fellowship at the ranch, do so. But you might not know how to get there. So if you listen carefully, I'll try to tell you how. If you go out 99, Highway 99 North, toward Sacramento, and you come to Jayhunt Road, if you will take Jayhunt Road East, oh, I don't know exactly how far it is, must be a couple of miles across there, to Bruella. you'll come to Bruella. When you get to Bruella Road, turn to your right. It's the second house on the left. Okay? Wednesday and Friday, there will be a map in the newspaper. That's better yet for everybody, okay? But if you'll go out 99 to Jehan, go east. Till you come to Bruella Road, turn right. Be the second house on your left. So that ought to be easy to get to. And we'll have a great time together. We're expecting people from the city to be there. And we've had a lot of calls, a lot of inquiries since the paper gave us that beautiful write-up, which we certainly do appreciate. And a lot of things have happened since then. You'll be hearing about them from time to time. But you'll want to be part of our great youth ranch, and you'll see what's happening and where the money is going. And I shouldn't say money because none of the church's money goes there, but you'll see where a lot of money goes because it takes a lot of money to operate that ranch. You'll see where boys and girls find a way of living and find Jesus Christ. It's just a beautiful thing. We're grateful for it. We'd like to remind you, too, that the apartments are open if you know of anybody who wants to rent one. And also, you are at liberty to invest in our Century Assembly Trust Fund. We have a trust fund, and you can invest in that. If you have up to $5,000 to invest, we'll pay you 7%. From $5,000 to $10,000, 7.5%, and over $10,000, 8%. And that's better than you get in most places. Your money is on demand. We hope you won't need it and you won't demand it too soon because it's being used in the Lord's work. But you have a place, so if you do have some. I almost fear to say what I'm about to, but that picture over there is not our church. Stan has the picture of the church, and you'll see it on television tonight. So that's just an old one we'd put up there a long time ago to let you have something to look at. But that chart down below are seats, and those black ones are seats that have been bought, paid for, filled in. And they're $150 a piece. Somebody said, I didn't know seats cost that much. Well, they didn't when we started, and they still don't, but they might. They might in another day or two. They just might. What we do is with this money that comes in, and we have just used this as a vehicle by which to have money come in for our building fund. You understand that the property has been bought. By the end of January, we will have paid off the architect, which is a considerable amount of money. So we have those two things out of the way, and we're ready to build. So if you have money you'd like to give to the church, you'd like to be a part of this great building program, when you mark your envelope, just mark it, you know, for seats or for the new church. We'll know exactly what it's all about. So you be a part of everything that goes on, will you? We're going to ask Stan Helmley to come minister to us on the trombone right now. Stan?
I'm going to play Joshua Fit the Battle of Jericho, and I'm going to include some sound effects in there. This is the hardest solo I've ever played before, so I'm going to experiment on you. Thank you.
If they come any better, I don't know where they are, do you? He can really play that horn. Does a great job. The only thing is, Stan's a rather unusual young man, and he does things at unusual hours. And so when he practiced the other night, it was about 11 o'clock, I think, or 11:30 or 12 o'clock down in the basement. I was just hoping I didn't get a call that said, you know, there's something that's loose down in your basement. Please come and check on it. Does a fantastic job. That's just great. Aren't you glad that we have young people like that using their talent for the Lord? Thank God for it. Right now, we want to take up our evening offering, which goes toward the expenses of our church. Thank you for being faithful in your giving. Because you're faithful, the programs of our church can move forward. We can expand them, and the horizons of our church can just be stretched out because you are a part of being faithful in your stewardship to God. Brethren, will you come? Lord, we want to thank you tonight for your presence that we have felt in this service. Thank you for that which we have heard and which we will hear in the minutes that are to come. Meet all of the needs of this, your house, through the faithfulness of your people in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you so much, orchestra. Now tonight at 8:30, if you have cable television, 8:30 tonight on channel 13 cable, you'll be able to hear and see some of the various groups that you have heard in the past in Century Assembly, because we'll be on for 1 hour tonight from 8:30 until 9:30, and every Sunday night over cable television. Channel 13. If you don't have it, find somebody that does and tell them you're coming over. Tell them to put the coffee pot on, you'll be there. And just kind of enjoy it. I appreciate so very much our brother Stan Helmley, who has put all of this together. He has really worked hard, and tonight is going to, of course, be a trial run, and he'll be able to get things even better organized than tonight, because he certainly has not had much notice concerning this. But we're grateful for this opportunity, aren't we, to just spread the gospel by means of television. Right now, you listen as the youth choir sings, and enjoy them tonight.